The text that serves as the basis for this morning's proclamation from the gospel reading for today, Mark chapter 9, verse 35, Jesus said to them, "If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all." This is the text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, as we pick up the story in Mark 9 today, we remember that Jesus' disciples were coming off of a very disappointing letdown. As we heard about last week, the disciples had run into a demon that they couldn't overcome, a demon that was afflicting a young boy. They were frustrated because Jesus himself had recently commissioned them to heal the sick and cast out demons, and they had been successful at it. But when it came to this particular boy, they were helpless. They couldn't get it done. They weren't as good as they thought they were at spiritual warfare. But then Jesus came along, and by his great power, he drove away the demon and brought him back to his parents. Now, as Jesus and his disciples are walking through Galilee, the disciples are talking with each other. And perhaps this recent failure raised the question among them, which of us disciples is the greatest? Which of us is the greatest? You know, we couldn't cast out that demon, but we've been successful in a lot of other ways. So who is first in line after Jesus? Who of us is the best? Who of us is the best? Isn't that a question that runs to the very core of our humanity in this world? Who's the best? Who's first? Who wins? We Americans, especially, we're always talking competition, whether it's our football teams or our political candidates or the number of friends we have on Facebook. I want to be first. I want to be at the top. And we get very down when we perceive that others are ahead of us, and that we are not getting what we think we deserve, and we are last in line instead of first in line. These disciples were no different. They believed that Jesus was about to inaugurate a new earthly kingdom. Jesus, of course, would sit on the throne, but who would be right next to him in the position of highest authority after Jesus? That's what they were arguing about. They each wanted to be first. Now, as I'm sure you know all too well, a world that is driven by that kind of competition is a very harsh and cruel world. When all we care about is being first, people get left out and left behind, especially the weaker among us, the more vulnerable. For example, the preborn, the very young, the very old, the sick, the poor, the handicapped. "But that's not my problem," we say. "My problem is that I might fall from third place to fourth place in life. My focus is getting from third place to second place, and maybe from there to the very top. I don't have time to think about everybody behind me." But Jesus turns all that upside down. In the kingdom that Jesus came to establish, there is no hierarchy of valuable versus unvaluable, or worthy versus unworthy, or first class versus second class. Jesus came for all. So he tells his disciples that his kingdom isn't about being first. In his kingdom, servanthood is supreme. And Jesus explained to them exactly what that servanthood would look like. He starts by telling them how he himself is going to demonstrate this and bring it to fulfillment. In a very short time, Jesus said he would be delivered into the hands of men. He would not resist, and they would kill him. And when he was killed, after 3 days, he would rise again. He would give his life as a ransom for many. He would go last so that everyone else could go first. The disciples did not understand what Jesus was talking about. So when they arrive at Capernaum, Jesus asks them, what were you discussing on the way? And here's a little clue when you're reading the Bible. Anytime that Jesus asks his disciples a question, pay attention. He's about to teach them something important, something new. Listen up. Here it is. Jesus said, if anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all. Do you get it? Do you understand? Your place in Jesus' kingdom is last. Your purpose as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus, is to set aside your ego, set aside your competitive nature, turn away from selfishness, and help others be first. Which, of course, just like the disciples, this makes no sense to us. So Jesus gives an object lesson. Jesus takes a little child and sets him in the middle of the disciples, and he puts his arm around the child and he says, whoever receives one such child in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me. Whoever receives and serves a little child, says Jesus, serves me and the Heavenly Father who sent me. A child. He used a child for this example. He did not use some rich, powerful person. He didn't use and some government official with lots of authority or some famous, fabulous celebrity. He used a child. The child is Jesus' object for learning the lesson of true greatness, becoming last and the servant of all. The thing about serving a child, especially a little child, is that the child cannot repay or return the favor. If you serve a rich man, he might return the favor. If you support a government official, he might reward you somewhere down the line. But when you serve a child, the child soon forgets what you just did and merrily goes on his way, and there you are, having worked and provided and given and sacrificed, and you get no thanks. You placed yourself last and the child first. And Jesus says that the person who does this for a child honors our Lord and our Heavenly Father who sent him. Becoming first by serving from a position of last is what Jesus is all about. Jesus came down from heaven, descending even to the point of death on a cross, setting aside all of his power, assuming the form of a servant, the suffering servant. He did this to bring you the free gift of forgiveness of all of your sins. He did this to make you right with God and to bring you new and eternal life. In doing so, he transforms our entire understanding of life on earth. Life isn't about selfish ambition. It's not about me first and getting ahead. It's about selfless serving and giving. So, for us Christians, the way to be first is to step back and be last. And from that lowly posture, serve others in everything that we do. This is the nature of the kingdom that we've been called into, as demonstrated by Jesus himself. So that's the principle. That's the theory. If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all. The trick is how to apply that in everyday life, in the real world, in today's complicated and confusing society. How is this principle applied, for example, to the question of abortion? Which comes first? The child in the womb or the adults who want to do what they want to do without consequences? Which comes first? The child in the home or the adults who want to undo the home so as to give themselves the freedoms they desire? Which comes first? The sick, the elderly, the poor, or those who want to live their lives free of any burden to care for others? Which comes first? The truth, along with the necessity to speak the truth and defend it, or my desire to be comfortable and left alone? Oh, we could ask uncomfortable questions like these all day long, make ourselves squirm. The answers, in many cases, many of these questions, the answers are often clear, and sometimes they're even simple, but usually they're not easy. And as we navigate these issues, getting it right sometimes, getting it wrong other times, we have to keep circling back to Jesus and to his death and resurrection for us. We keep returning to his forgiveness of our sins, his victory over sin and death and hell for us. We keep returning to his word and the truth which gives us direction and wisdom. Remember that when Jesus describes this kingdom, he says, if anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all. He's describing, first of all, primarily himself, what he himself came to do in this world for you, so that you who are last, because of your sins, your failures, you who are last now in Christ, you've been first, placed first in the kingdom. As you think about your own life and your own calling from Jesus to be the last of all and servant of all, you can probably think of examples where you've done that. Thanks be to God. And I'm sure you can think of many other examples where you failed. Maybe that makes you not a Christian, you think. A Christian is one who trusts in Jesus as his or her Savior from sin and death and hell. A Christian is one who admits and acknowledges his own sin and failures before God. A Christian is one who joyfully and gladly receives with thanksgiving the gift by God's grace of forgiveness and new life and eternal life. The Christian is the one who repeats this process daily. The sin, the forgiveness, the thanksgiving. And then Jesus sends us back out again to the home, to work, to the community, calling us all over again, saying, if anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all. This is the Christian way. The way to be first. Amen. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.